This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
And I do think, though, David Wessinger is a bright guy. He can rally from this. But if all he wants to do is come and say, oh, I'm an outsider, which is not true at all. But if he was, oh, I'm an outsider, you guys are bad, well, he'll get attention, and that's what he'll do. But that's not a way to earn the respect of your colleagues.
That was Scott Faughn on this radio station yesterday afternoon. Of course, I had the lieutenant governor on my show yesterday. And if you've listened to me any length of time, you know this to be as true as the fact that the sun has just broken over the horizon here. Jefferson City is controlled by lobbyists and ingrained establishment Republicans who don't push for big conservative change. David Wessinger stood up on the floor of the Senate this week, and he called him out for that, and the rats are scurrying. And Scott Faughn exists down there among all of them. He covers some of them, and he entertains others, and he doesn't see it, I guess. And he's critical of David Wessinger for just not getting it. He just doesn't get it. And if he just spent more time and invested more time in these people and developed relationships with them, then he would understand why we have the rules that we have. That year after year after year result in zero substantial accomplishments on the part of the Missouri legislature.
I think you said it yesterday really well, which is that people don't like change. So anyone who's going to come in there and try to push for that is automatically the enemy, especially if he's sitting there as an outsider. People are going to be upset of, oh, this guy's our lieutenant governor and we're supposed to answer to him and he doesn't have any political experience. You know what I mean? You hear these types of things being thrown out and used against people like David Wessinger.
And Faughn even said yesterday, I'll play some more of it for you. He calls himself an outsider, but he's not really an outsider. Really, Scott?
He is an outsider.
He's never been elected. He's never been in elected office before in his life.
Trump was an outsider until he already served one term.
Just disappointing. And I'd have Faughn on and argue with him about it, although it probably wouldn't get us anywhere. Okay, let's get to Nicole Murray, please. Nicole Murray, good morning to you. How are you doing?
I'm hungry. How are you?
Oh, yeah. I got Kim a bagel this morning. She's very happy.
About to go toast it.
That's so nice of you.
How often does Gordon do that for you?
Not very often, but things aren't open when we come in, so it's hard.
Yeah, that's true. I found some ways around that here. There's a couple of convenience stores that are open at this hour, and I even got to Kolaches in here one day recently, so...
What's kolache?
Kolache, yeah.
Oh, I don't know if that's... I don't think it's officially a St. Louis thing, although it is really big here.
What do we say? It was Czechoslovakian? Is that what we said?
Yeah. How would you describe it? Like a really good-tasting roll, but then it's packed with all sorts of things like eggs and bacon or gravy or sausage and...
They got a variety of things. Some of them have fruit in them. You can get them with fruit in them. They're just delicious.
Ooh.
Google
it's
it.
Like a dessert.
I'm hungrier.
Yeah, you got to find out if there's any of that around there, because if you haven't tried that, a St. Louis kolache is the one that gave us the kolaches the other day, and it was delicious.
All right, I'll look into it.
All right, what's going on?
Futures are moderately higher on news of U.S.-China trade talks Tuesday. The Dow Industrials lost 389. The NASDAQ down 154. The S&P 500 down 43. A person with a confirmed case of measles visited the St. Louis Aquarium and a local restaurant last week, potentially exposing others to the highly contagious virus. The out-of-state resident went to the aquarium and Union Station on April 30th between 1 and 6 p.m. Anyone who was at the aquarium during that time should watch for the symptoms of measles. A city selection panel has chosen a subsidiary of Connecticut-based Laz Parking to run lots and garages at St. Louis-Lambert International Airport over the next 3 years. Laz Parking Midwest LLC will replace SP Plus LLC under the recommendation of the City Airport Commission for its approval. Disney posted fiscal second quarter earnings that beat on the top and bottom lines. Disney, which had previously said it expected Disney Plus subscribers to decline during the quarter, reported a 1.4 million increase in subscriptions, bringing its global base to 126 million. Its shares gained 6% upon the news. Novo Nordisk shares rose 5% after it reported a better-than-expected rise in net profit but lowered its full-year sales growth forecast amid weaker sales of its blockbuster Wegovy weight loss drug. For 2025, the company now sees sales growth between 13 to 21%. This is below the 16 to 24% previously forecast. Starting today until May 11th, Starbucks is offering free cold foam on any cold drink in honor of the chain's Cold Foam Days. There's also a new cold foam flavor, brown sugar cream cold foam. And finally, did you know that the average American workers take less vacation time than medieval peasants? Peasants worked 180 days of the year. The average American works 233.
Yeah. But we make more money.
I mean, just because salaries have gone up with inflation, that's the only reason.
But we're peasants? We work harder than peasants? Is that what you're saying?
Basically, we have less time off than peasants.
Well, but their
labor...
That's
why we're not peasants.
I love how Nicole always brings something to us, and then you and I are so critical of it. Sorry, Nicole.
Sorry, Nicole.
No, bring it. Let's go. Tell me what you think.
She can handle it. You know, but their work was so labor-intensive. Ours, I'm not saying it's not in some cases very labor intensive, but a lot of us are sitting behind a computer or whatever, and we're not out there
digging ditches,
in the fields and doing crazy things that would be completely exhausting physically and mentally.
But mentally exhausting work.
Read the headline for me again.
Did you know that the average American worker takes less vacation time than a medieval peasant?
Maybe it's because people have all this vacation time and there's some people who just choose not to take it, which has always, I'm so not that person. If I have it available, I want to take it.
I don't think they got vacation.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I think they had a lot of sick time and paid time off.
What, the peasant?
Yeah,
no, medieval peasants.
I'm kidding.
They worked for the landowners.
I'm kidding. Obviously, they didn't have paid vacation time.
No, but I don't think people are given a copious amount of vacation time. A lot of people I know, they would take it if it was there.
I mean, if you give them some bread and a little bit of mead and let them eat cake, who cares, right?
You're just dandy, Mark. Have I ever told you that?
That's one way to describe
Mark. Poking the bear, that's all. That's all, Nicole. Well, we love having you on the show, Nicole. Thank you.
Aw, thanks, guys.
Yeah, we'll see you on Friday and try not to talk about food.
Oh, no promises.
All right. See you now.
Oh.
I did hear the echo that time. Hello. I don't know. We got a little technical issue there with Nicole. We're trying to figure out why when she's talking to us, you can hear an echo in the background.
But I don't think the listener can hear it. I think it's just us in the studio.
Oh, you do? Okay. Yeah. Well, that's good. That's good. It's hard to tell. We're in a closed system here. So.
Well, maybe we should be more like the peasants then.
Or let us know on Facebook if you heard an echo, but I know we did.
We take less time off than medieval peasants by choice. The difference is you have a choice now.
But I can't picture a medieval peasant being like, you know what? I'm really tired. I'd like to have Memorial Day. I'd like to have that off and paid, please. It wasn't like that. It wasn't structured. Obviously, I've never lived in medieval times, but I would imagine it was not as structured. Again, you're out in the field. You're doing horse stuff. I don't know. What were the jobs there?
Well, that'd be it. You're farming, basically, right? That's whatever your particular assignment
working
is.
Working on the castle.
Yeah. Scooping poop.
Nobody has time for days off.
It happens to be.
Scooping poop. Scooping They're going to go every poop. Single day, you know? You can't just say I need a 4-day work week as a medieval peasant.
I do like mead.
What?
Have you ever had mead?
No, what is that?
I brought some in after when I went to Europe that one time. We went to, in Ireland, in fact. We went to a castle.
How do you
and
spell
they sold
that?
M-E-A-D? Maybe there may be an E
is
on
it.
It.
Is
I
it
don't
a
know.
Food?
No, it's a drink. It's the drink they used to drink in medieval times in a lot of those castles.
Is it because it's medieval time? They just say mead?
No, M-E-A-D-E, there may be an E on it. There was a local group, some brothers here locally who made mead. I don't know if they're still around or not.
It sounds kind of good. It says it's an alcoholic drink made by fermenting honey with water, often includes various fruit, spices, and infused flavors.
Yeah, it's pretty good. It's kind of sweet, a little sweet.
Well, if it's with honey and fruits, I would think it'd be sweet, but it sounds pretty good.
When we went to Ireland, we did a dinner at a castle. And they all dress in period uniform, and they bring you the food around like they would have then, and they serve you mead as the drink, and it was really good.
Well, Jackie's saying on YouTube that if you go to a Renaissance fair, you can try mead.
Some mead.
Once I'm no longer pregnant, maybe that will be. I can't say I've been to many Renaissance fairs in my day.
You haven't?
One.
Why
maybe,
not?
Maybe like one. I did go to the medieval times thing, you know, where they, is it joust? Is that the right word? You know, the horses and stuff, and they serve you dinner. As a kid, I have a memory of going to that. Maybe Branson? I don't know. But, I mean, that was actually kind of a cool experience.
Yeah, it's still there. The Four Brothers Mead, they make it. It's down in Festus. I was trying to remember. It's been a few years. I met one of them somewhere. And you can buy it here locally. So go check them out. Four Brothers Mead.
Wait, but really fast. I know we have to go to commercial break, but Lisa on Facebook says, how do they call in sick? Do they use their cannon string?
It's a legitimate.
I can't come in.
It's a legitimate point. It really is. But go get yourself some mead. Yeah, that's fourbrothersmead.com is their website. You can get it. They're down in Arnold. If you live down there, drive down and get some. All right, quick break. We're going to be back with other news coming up.
The Mark Cox Morning Show
on 97.1 FM Talk.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.